This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. The Russian military says its anti-aircraft units had thwarted another Ukrainian terrorist attack early Tuesday and downed drones targeting Moscow, but said it's intercepting one of the drones caused it to crash out of control into the same high-rise tower that was also hit in a drone attack just days ago. Reuters' Joel Flynn reports.
Video obtained by Reuters showed the impact on an area of the tower's glass facade on the 21st floor, according to Moscow's mayor. In a statement on the Telegram messaging app, Russia's defense ministry said, quote, an attempted terrorist attack by the Kyiv regime with lethal drones was thwarted. It said its forces downed two drones in suburbs west of the city center and that the military's anti-aircraft interference caused a third drone to crash out of control into the building at the Moskva City business complex. Officials said no injuries were reported, while TASS news agency said emergency services had found debris from the falling drone and will be sent for analysis. It comes after Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky hit out at Russia on Monday night over more deadly strikes on his country.
That was Reuters correspondent Joel Flynn reporting. Myanmar's military-led government has reduced the prison sentences of ousted leader Aung San Suu Kyi in a clemency connected to a religious holiday in the Buddhist-majority country. Former President Win Myint also had his sentence reduced as part of the clemency granted to more than 7,000 prisoners. But the 78-year-old Suu Kyi must still serve a total of 27 years out of 33 years for which she was originally imprisoned. France is preparing to evacuate French and other European nationals from Niger, telling them to carry no more than a small bag after a military coup there won backing from three other West African nations ruled by mutinous military men. The French Foreign Ministry in Paris cited recent violence targeting the French embassy as one of the reasons for the evacuation. The decision comes during a deepening crisis sparked by the coup last week against Niger's democratically elected president, Mohamed Bazoum. This is VOA News. Chinese state media is reporting 11 people are dead and 27 missing in flooding in the mountains around Beijing following days of rain. Associated Press correspondent Karen Shamas reports.
Days of heavy rain have prompted authorities to close train stations and evacuate people in vulnerable communities to school gyms, state broadcaster CCTV reported. The broadcaster showed images of rescue workers, one carrying a child on his back, as they evacuated villagers near Beijing to safety. The villagers make up more than 50,000 people who have been moved to safe spots, according to authorities. Homes have been flooded and roads torn apart. Cars have been piled into stacks. The level of rainfall is highly unusual for Beijing, which generally enjoys a moderate, dry climate. However, some northern regions this year have reported the worst floods in 50 years. I'm Karen Chamas.
U.S. officials are placing extra restrictions on travelers arriving from Hungary. Associated Press correspondent Jennifer King reports.
The United States is focusing on Hungarian passport holders over concerns that the identities of nearly a million foreigners granted passports in the past decade were not sufficiently verified. A senior official speaking anonymously says the changes came after efforts to work with Hungary's government to resolve the issue failed. The validity period of travel was reduced to 1 year, with travelers limited to a single entry. They are the only such restrictions among the 40 countries participating in the U.S. visa waiver program. Ethnic Hungarians, many from Romania, Serbia, and Ukraine, have been able to gain citizenship under a program offered under Prime Minister Viktor Orban. In a statement from the Interior Ministry, Hungary's government said President Biden's administration is taking revenge because Hungary was unwilling to provide the personal data of ethnic Hungarians living abroad with dual citizenship. Jennifer King, Washington.
The southwestern U.S. city of Phoenix, Arizona, ended its 31 days of temperatures rising higher than 43 degrees Celsius Monday. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang reports.
Arizonians will get some respite for a few days thanks to a few monsoon thunderstorms. But a local meteorologist, Tom Frieders, says it won't last long.
By this weekend, we're talking about extreme temperatures for highs again from Arizona all the way to Texas, where more records could be broken.
This July's long streak above the 110-degree mark beat Phoenix's previous record in 1974. An analysis by Germany's Leipzig University last week says July 2023 shattered heat records globally, with the mean global temperature 2.7 degrees Fahrenheit above the pre-industrial mean. Experts in the field attribute the growing frequency and intensity of severe weather to human-driven climate change.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.